Chapter 18. The Return Journey. When Bilbo came to himself, he was literally by himself. He was lying on the flat stones of Ravenhill, and no one was near. A cloudless day, but cold, was broad above him. He was shaking, and as chilled as stone, but his head burned with fire. "Now I wonder what has happened," he said to himself. "At any rate, I'm not yet one of the fallen heroes, but I suppose there's still time enough for that." He sat up painfully. Looking into the valley, he could see no living goblins. After a while, as his head cleared a little, he thought he could see elves moving in the rocks below. He rubbed his eyes. Surely there was a camp still in the plain some distance off, and there was a coming and going about the gate. Dwarves seemed to be busy removing the wall, but all was deadly still. There was no call and no echo of a song. Sorrow seemed to be in the air. "Victory, after all, I suppose," he said, feeling his aching head. "Well, it seems a very gloomy business." Suddenly he was aware of a man climbing up and coming towards him. "Hello there," he called with a shaky voice. "Hello there. What news?" "What voice is that that speaks among the stones?" said the man, halting and peering about him not far from where Bilbo sat. Then Bilbo remembered his ring. "Well, I'm blessed," said he. "This invisibility has its drawbacks after all. Otherwise, I suppose I might have spent a warm and comfortable night in bed." "It's me, Bilbo Baggins, companion of Thorin," he cried, hurriedly taking off the ring.
"It's well that I've found you," said the man, striding forward. "You're needed, and we've looked for you long. You would have been numbered among the dead, who are many, if Gandalf the Wizard had not said that your voice was last heard in this place."
"I've been sent to look here for the last time. Are you much hurt?"
"A nasty knock on the head, I think," said Bilbo. "But I have a helm and a hard skull. All the same, I feel sick and my legs are like straws."
"I'll carry you down to the camp in the valley," said the man, and picked him lightly up.
The man was swift and sure-footed,